Martin, I think it's been a couple of hours. Has it been a good training session?
Yeah, the lads have worked well, yeah. It's tough for them, you know what I mean? Pre-season's always tough. And the weather's obviously warming up now, which is nice for me. So I can be nice one while they'll see the sweat pouring off of them. But no, they've showed a great attitude. They've been in now for, this is the fifth session, we've come back early. But we always get them back early. It works out probably like, if you're at a professional club, 3 days a week, it works out about which what you do at a pro club, so that's why I get them in so early.
What was that torture you had at the start where they seemed to be running? They weren't allowed to walk. They had to. It was almost a walk. I mean, it obviously took a lot out of them.
Yeah, it's just a thing for stamina, really. Like, it's a, I mean, they run for 30 seconds and they tick over for 30 seconds. And they keep doing it for a period of time. The next week, it'll go up again, but you still only have your 30-second rest period. But it's just a fitness thing, really. I mean, that's basically the only thing I do that's not with the balls, because I like to do everything with the ball, really, because obviously when you're getting tired on the pitch, you've got to have a brain to be able to pass the ball. So anybody can just run round. You need to be bright on the ball. So majority of the stuff I do is with the ball.
All the stepovers and things like that, I mean, what's the purpose of it as such? How does it make them better players?
Oh, that's just for technique on a pitch, basically. You know what I mean? So it's just the more they do things on the training ground, they do things on a pitch. So some might not be as good as others at it, but if they can use that to get past somebody on the pitch, then it helps. So, and obviously, again, everything's timed, everything's nice and bright, so it, although it's with the ball, it is obviously fitness as well, you see, because they're working for a period of time.
I read a lot of books about football. Because it's me, a lot of them tend to be about people from the 60s and 70s when they hated training. They don't appear to have hated that tonight. They seem to have enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I always think it's important, don't matter what job you've got, if the people are enjoying what they're doing, you're going to get the best out of them. So, and I think also sometimes on the training ground, if you do something for too long, they get fed up of it and they get bored. So you're not going to get the best out of them. So, but no, so what I do, I try to vet a variety of things, really, just to keep them bright and sharp. So, I mean, I know a lot of clubs come in and they'll do similar stuff week in, week out. Well, it won't be like that here. We'll do stuff different and it keeps them bright.
Do you get it from a coaching manual? Is it things you thought up yourself, a product of your experience?
Yeah, it's obviously stuff that, I mean, I was fortunate to be in the game from the age of 16 to 38. So for 22 years, I've obviously seen a number of training sessions. So, and obviously it's things that you remember that you enjoyed doing and you felt that got a good work rate out of it as well. So it's just stuff I've picked up, really. So, and obviously I've got my coaching badges anyway, my UEFA B. So, I mean, yeah, it's just stuff you pick up, really. I mean, the main thing is really that your organisation's right before the session starts. You don't want to be stop starting. Obviously in pre-season, you give them a little breather in between things anyway. But it's important that when I come up, going to come here on a Monday night and a Thursday night and on a Saturday, that I know what I'm doing with the lads.
And this stuff we're standing on, which looks to me, if I just looked at it, I think it was grass, but is in fact a synthetic surface. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's. I mean, this is a good surface, this, to be fair. I mean, the one we trade, which you can't see, obviously, but it's next door to us. When we came here last year, and trained on that, but it was like training on concrete. But this is a proper 4G surface. And, I mean, I think a lot of clubs have them now as well. I don't know, in the Scottish Premier, they've got them in there. So, but it's nice. I mean, it's even better when it's wet. So, obviously, the ball fizzes about. It's a bit dry at the minute because, obviously, it's dry. But, yeah, it's good surface and it's not going to be a problem with the lads' legs and picking up injuries. So, it's fine to train on.
Can you see the day coming when this takes over from grass?
No, not personally. No. But I think clubs will have it because, obviously, it brings a lot of revenue into football clubs. If a club had it, they train on it. So yeah. You haven't got the expense of going somewhere else to train. So, but I mean, I can understand why people use it for the revenue that comes in.
All right, thanks.